Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Pretty sure I went 5-0 with the picks this week. We will talk plenty of football later. I think I had a 5-0 week, so I'm coming for Boomer. That's it. I'm hot now. So watch out. I did one of the things I predicted was that the Cardinals are going to beat the Falcons. They were going to fire Dan Quinn. But it looks like they're going to hold off on that. If I would have gotten both of those things right, that would have been a real cause for celebration.
You're going to celebrate somebody losing their job? What, I mean, what has gotten into you?
Well, I guess if you put it that way, that's true. It's just the whole prediction thing. It's nothing I can do about him keeping his job or not, right? Like, it's up to him. So I'm just saying, like, if I'm in the prediction business, that would be a good one, right? Wouldn't that be a good one?
You know, I don't take great joy out of somebody getting fired, like predicting that.
I'm taking joy out of being right about something.
I know you should
it's
be
not
right.
About him losing his job.
Take joy in the fact that you were 5-0 this week. That's right. You should take joy in.
Yeah, absolutely. The 5-team parlay, if I was doing one of those, I would have won like $120 or whatever Al says. How did you do there, Al, with the 5-team parlay?
I lost 2 games.
Okay.
Sad.
All right. Listen, we had Miami, right, Al?
Yes, we had that one.
We had Miami, and they went for 2.
That was a great play.
Won a game.
Yeah.
What? Well, what was that?
Well, you see that play
that
all
was
the time.
Tank is what that was.
Well, Kenyon Drake dropped the ball. What do you want?
He wasn't getting it anyway.
Well, all right, but that you see a lot of teams run that play.
It's a bad play.
I think that
sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Now, can an owner talk to the quarterback in the headset too if he wanted to? Like, did Stephen Ross go throw it into the ground? We want Tua. Hey, Fitz, throw it into the ground.
I don't know if Tua is going to be the number one overall pick.
Well,
everybody assumes that, but I don't. I'm not saying that just yet.
Tank for Tua, tank for Herbert, whatever. They're going after a quarterback, right? Especially after benching Josh Rosen again yesterday. All right, Jerry's here. He's got a lot of stuff to tell us about. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. We'll get to all the football in just a moment, the great Jet win. But first, we start with the baseball last night in Houston. Yankees, of course, winning on Friday night or Saturday night, whatever it was. They won 7-0, and they dominated that game over the weekend. Then last night, they had a chance to go up 2-0, and a big defensive play by Houston.
Now here's the 3-2 as the runners are ready to run. The payoff. Lined right to second. Off the glove of Alvarez. Coming home is LeMayu. The throw, they got him. The ball was lined off the glove of Altuve. LeMayu came home, and he was thrown out by a wide margin.
John Sterling, the call on the fan there. Yeah, Carlos Correa with the big throw, make the play at the plate, and then in the late innings, it was Correa on the offensive.
Here's Carlos Correa, and he hits one to deep right. Back goes Judge on the track at the wall. She's gone. Ball game over. Houston wins.
First pitch from J-Hap in that inning after he got out of a jam the inning prior. Again, John on the fan. 3-2 the final score in 11. Correa also had an RBI double in the second inning. He had his handprints all over this game. Here was Aaron Boone. Go back to the play at the plate. He says he had no issues with sending LeMahieu.
I thought it skipped off further, and I was an absolute send from where I was standing. I'm kind of right behind third base there. Great heads-up play by Correa.
Mm-hmm. You know what? The thing about it is that it was a 3-2 count, so the runners were moving. You know, it wasn't like, you know, they were standing still and then started. They were moving on the pitch.
Yeah.
So that's the other aspect of this whole thing that may not get talked about.
Who's the best third base coach you know? Because in my book, it's Eddie Scazzeri in there.
Eddie, who was the third base coach, very aggressive on our softball team. Was that an absolute send in your book there, Eddie?
100%.
Okay. See, that's all I need to hear right there. That's an absolute send.
Is that Phil Nevin? That's the
Phil
third
Nevin,
base coach?
Yeah, man.
He's off the hook because Eddie says it was good.
That's right.
Here's A.J. Hinch. What a night for Correa.
He had a big double early. He hit the ball to the warning track in center. I thought he, you know, had a chance of getting that one out of the ballpark. You know, huge awareness play at shortstop. There was a bullet to Chirinos to get the out. And then the walk-off is incredible.
He had a Gleyber Torres night.
He had a great night.
That's what he had.
He had a great night, no doubt.
Torres had that night the night before, and he had it last night.
That's
what great teams do, back
Here's
and forth.
Alex Bregman. Now, it's fair to say the Yankees have chances to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I love this. Here's Alex Bregman. We weren't losing. Sure.
There was no 0-2. It was never going to be 0-2.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I love when guys do
this. I hope that Aaron Boone plays that over and over and over again. That's kind of like, you know, playing New York, leaving Fenway last year.
Yeah, I mean, both are a little bit cocky, but give me a break. I mean, they really should have won the game before the 11th, the Astros. I mean, it was amazing how many opportunities they kept giving the Yankees to score a run, and they couldn't do it.
So the two teams split the two. Here's Aaron Judge. He did have a home run in this game, put him in front. He says this is pretty much the way the series was drawn up.
Yeah, just back and forth. You know, two best ball clubs in the game, you know, so I kind of expected it to be going back and forth, you know, good pitching matchups.
As they head to the stadium, here's Adam Ottavino. He gave up the shot to Springer earlier in the game.
You know, we had a one-run lead and nobody on, so I was just trying to get ahead. And I have a lot of confidence in my slider, obviously. But, you know, credit to him, he didn't miss it.
No, he didn't miss it at all. Here was Judge again. The Yankees do indeed go back home. They will face, they face Justin Verlander, had a chance to win. Now they get Garrett Cole.
No, it's tough. You know, a lot of people really haven't figured him out, you know. So we'll have a good game plan going into game three.
And that's tomorrow afternoon at 4:08. All the coverage here on the Fan. Giancarlo Stanton day-to-day with the quad injury. So we'll see if there's a move made there. Tonight in Washington, game three of the NLCS. Nationals host the Cardinals. Of course, Washington up 2-0, taking those 2 games in St. Louis over the weekend. Steven Strasburg, Jack Flaherty are the starters there. NFL Week 6, and we start at MetLife Stadium. Cowboys down 7-3 to the Jets and facing a big fourth down play in the second quarter, and the Jet defense comes up big.
He keeps it, and the Jets make the stop!
That's good. That's Jim Nance on CBS2. Big play because the Cowboys have three locked up. They don't take it, and then they don't get the first down. And on the very next play from scrimmage, the Jet offense back on the field from the 8-yard line.
Omaha touch!
Take to belt, go deep. Anderson's out there! This is going to go the distance! 92 yards!
Oh! Yeah, Jim Nance again on CBS,
amazing
part of a 24-22
navigate the freaking
Jet
pocket.
Win. Robbie Anderson had that catch, 5 catches on the day, 125. Darnold, 338, 2 touchdowns. Jameson Crowder had 6 catches. Ryan Griffin, a 5-yard touchdown catch. All good for New York. Here was Anderson on SNY, reaction to the score.
Robbie, let's talk about that 92-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Big play, you know, felt good. I think that's the longest catch of my career as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was big. It felt good, you know.
It was a game changer,
you know,
for
by
sure.
By the way, your Cowboys were all banged up, missing
yeah,
their two starting offensive tackles.
Could you not tell? I was surprised Dak didn't die on the field. We were talking about the spleen and Adam Gase last week. He took some shots yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he wants to get paid. He's going to have to take some shots.
Yeah, I wasn't saying anything about getting paid. I just said that the Jet defense really played well, and they really hit
Mark
him pretty
Cooper
good yesterday. Quad injury in the first quarter.
Yeah, didn't come back.
Cedric Wilson. Okay.
Right.
Was the go to guy. Michael Gallup.
Gallup.
He dropped two.
Hands, like...
He dropped two. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Tough,
my big takeaway, though, I said this to Al. We do a warm up show from 5:45 to 6. And I'm not one of these Jason Garrett bashers. I mean, I don't think he's that bad of a coach. He's not the greatest coach. Whatever. But I can take him or leave him. Please explain to me, Boomer, why, because I almost threw something. Why are we calling timeout after the first down on the 4-yard line? With 55 seconds to go?
As opposed
why?
To... Why? Yeah, exactly.
You've got 3 in your pocket.
Right.
Even if you don't get the 2-point conversion, you've still got a chance. You got plenty of time to score.
And you could save your 3.
What are you doing?
It ended the game.
I mean, it did end the game.
It ended the game. Yeah, by the way, did you think that was a penalty on a two-point conversion?
Yes.
Marcus
Mann, and I didn't think
Jason
the other four were.
Yeah.
On either team.
How many flags? Right.
It's disgusting.
That's thing.
Flag, 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 flag. And then on that play, they don't throw it.
I think
it,
right from the two-minute warning on, it was
awful.
Flag fest.
It was awful.
And I'm not
saying
that they weren't, like, you know.
There were two horrendous ones. The one
Jamal
passing
Adams.
Interference call on the Jets was a joke, and it bailed the Cowboys out of a big spot.
Yes.
I think it was 3rd and 27, I think, or 2nd and 27, whatever it was.
Yeah. That's why those penalties are too they're
automatic first downs
yeah,
to
ridiculous.
Bail them
that's
out of
the
those
things.
Yeah.
It always comes to roost. And that's the thing. When late in the game, how many times are we watching the game? The ball gets thrown. It's incomplete.
You have to wait to see the thing
we're
on the screen.
We're all waiting to see whether or not a flag has been thrown.
Then there was the one. Sucks. That was a bad one on the Jets. And how about the block in the back on Michael Gallup on the next play? Where he just put his hand on the guy's shoulder. I mean, just awful.
It's frustrating for coaches, by the way, too. I've
Has
to
be.
A number of coaches that say that they feel like old-time officials from 10, 15 years ago understood the game of football and understood what was a penalty and what isn't. And now they're officiating it like they're robots.
Like it's more black and white by the book now,
yes,
as opposed to having
yes,
a feel for the game.
Have a feel for the game, yeah.
Hmm. Running out of time here. I'll give you Math Lessons by Jerry Jones as he talked to the media after the loss.
You win your first three, and then you lose your next three, and you end up 3-3.
It's his birthday
Pretty
yesterday.
Pretty much the way it goes, yes. It was
they were
birthday.
So happy when they scored the touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
You see them
in that owner's box
and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't get the two-point conversion, did they? They almost got the onside kick, but they didn't get that either. And
oh,
so,
my goodness, Demaryius Thomas. I mean, that his arm going out and scooping that ball up was like slow motion. Just like,
what's the game with the gator arms?
Oh, yeah. Right.
What's that called?
Hungry hippo.
There you go.
Would you agree that Demaryius Thomas has some gas left in the tank?
Sure. He looked,
sure
yeah.
He did.
It was a hungry Thomas. So the Jets host the Patriots next Monday night. Cowboys and Eagles on Sunday Night Football. The Sunday night game last night, how about the Steelers beating the Chargers?
He's in the gun as well with two receivers to the left side. Single wide right is Johnny Holton. Connor to his right as Hodges will throw to Connor out of the backfield. Makes a man miss and it's at the 20. Connor down the sideline to the 10 and he's going to walk it in for the touchdown.
And that is Kevin Kugler, Westwood 1. James Connor, the 26-yard score off the pass from Devlin Hodges.
Yeah,
and the Steelers win 24-17.
How about Duck?
That's his nickname.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Duck Hodges.
Yeah. Duck Hodges.
Devlin Duck Hodges.
He's a cocky SOB, too. And he, in the pregame, had a shirt that with the cartoon duck on it says, "The Duck Owns California." And he was around 13 quarterback out of Sanford.
And then he went out and threw for 132 yards, and they won the game.
Won
and
the
that's
game.
All that matters.
Right. The defense was awesome in the first half, man. They just absolutely just kick the living
Speaking
crack out of the Chargers.
Of that, Jared Goff took a beating pretty good.
Oh,
and the 49ers beat the Rams 20-7. Goff, for the game, threw for 78 yards, and he was sacked four times, and he was hit many other times. The Broncos shut out the Titans 16-0. Marcus Mariota benched in that game. He was worse than Goff. He threw for 63 yards, and so you saw Ryan Tannehill, though he didn't do much. Cardinals over the Falcons 34-33. Matt Bryant, as they showed over and over on TV, looked like he was crying on the sideline. He basically duck-hooked an extra point with a minute 53 to go. So Arizona winds up winning. Kyler Murray, 343 scores. Also of note from the early games, the Texans beat the Chiefs 31-24. Didn't see that one coming. Deshaun Watson was pretty damn good in that game. Ravens over the Bengals 23-17. Lamar Jackson over 200 yards passing, 150 yards rushing. First time a player has done that in the Super Bowl era in the regular season.
It's going to be interesting.
And,
Thursday night, I think, is Kansas City at Denver.
Yes, correct.
Mm. That's an interesting game.
Man, if they lose again, they lost back-to-back home games, the Chiefs. I mean, they do not look
defense
right.
The defense doesn't look good.
Speaking of losing home games, the Browns lost a third home game, lost to the Seahawks 32-28. And in London, the Panthers dropped the Bucks 37-26. Jameis Winston was picked off five times and fumbled another time right around the 10-yard line.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.